The produce guys, Dan and Guido, up next.
Far out, man. What do you want from life? Apples
and oranges. Popcorn, popcorn, bring along a demijohn.
I'm a flower of a sort and a cabbage of a kind. You can call me cabbage flower and I really don't mind.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say
vegetables are very good for you.
Mom was right. Eating veggies keeps us healthy.
Apples, peaches, bananas, and pears.
Today's Produce Pear Radio Show is brought to you by the Pear Bureau Northwest, growers of delicious, nutritious Northwest pears, Comis, Boss, Dianju, and so many more varieties. Look for the USA sticker on the fruit and you'll know that you have a genuine pear from the Northwest. And by oh-so-sweet onions. Onions so sweet and so mild, you'll never shed a tear. They're like no other onions on earth. Oh-so-sweet. Look for them in the produce department of your grocery store today. Stick around, the produce pair right after this.
Apples, peaches, bananas, and pears.
Your produce alone has been worth the trip.
Live from the San Francisco Bay, it's the Produce Pair, your food show on the enjoyment of fresh fruits and vegetables. What's in season? What's fresh at the store, at the farmer's market, in your backyard, and on your table? Speaking of fresh, here's your host, America's natural grocer, Dan the Produce Man, and Guido the Gardener.
Yay!
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Produce Pair on this fine, fine, lovely February day. I'm Dan the Produce Man, along with
Guido the Gardener.
And we are here to enhance your fruit and vegetable shopping and eating experience.
Starting,
or experiences, I should say.
Starting with, gosh, look at all the stuff we've got on the table.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of good things here. A few things are in. You know, the artichoke season has started early with a big bust. Huge, huge, gigantic chokes, which you always get at the first of the season. And then they kind of get smaller towards May, which they call artichoke month. But
yeah,
man, there's a lot of chokes out there right now, and there's
a lot of
decent prices.
Yeah, there's
California Delta asparagus has just started, and it's trickling into the market, and that's always a plus for folks around here. Of course, the later asparagus season out of Washington and Oregon starts right around June, but California is just starting, and so that's available and will be more so for weeks to come, depending on how much rain we get.
What do you got there in front of you?
I have some. Let me give you half of this, Guido.
Only half? You got about four of them there.
I haven't tried it yet.
Nice. See, I'm the guinea pig, folks. He opens it up and then gives it to me.
These are clementines from Santa Barbara. How is it, Guido? Mm.
Juicy.
All right.
A little bit of acid. Tastes fine.
They're clementine mandarins, or tangerines, whatever you want to call them, but...
Dan, the produce man?
Yes, Guido.
What's the difference between a mandarin and a tangerine?
Oh, God, here we go again. you know, usually mandarin is something easy to peel with no seeds, and then the tangerine is something that's slightly harder to peel.
That's right.
And has seeds.
Oh, hey, you do have one of those here.
Yes,
honey
I do.
Tangerine.
Absolutely. It is citrus season, and... These little clementine mandarins out of Santa Barbara, you're not going to find them in the store. These things range from the size of a kumquat to the size of a very small apricot. And that's about it. And this is a farmer's market special. I just kind of picked them up. Well, I did pick them. I didn't kind of, because I've been talking to my 12-year-old daughter too much. I picked them.
Hey, you can learn a lot from them, let me tell you.
Let me tell you, yeah. Like how to program my new cell phone. Here, Sarah, you program it. But I picked them up because they looked interesting. They're clementines grown in California, Santa Barbara, you know, the whole bit. So I picked them up. I don't think you'll see them in the stores. Maybe a natural grocer, more so an independent than a big one, would have them, a organic grocery market with a produce department that's rather expanded.
But you're right. There's a lot of citrus around.
Yeah, well, it is citrus season, and we've moved into the miniolas as your main tangerine, I'm going to use the word because it's just common, all right? And, you know, yeah. We've got the other ones. Pixies are another one.
The Pixie's very good, folks. You may see these around. The Pixie tangerine is like a small orange. It's got a pebbly skin, kind of more yellowish gold. It's not bright like a navel orange. It's a little bit more pale in color. Seedless, decently easy to peel, but I've just been slicing them up. But the Pixie tangerine is a newer variety, and it is very, very good.
Yeah, and of course with all citrus, you know, the high part is vitamin A, beta carotene,
vitamin C.
Vitamin C is what I meant to say.
That's why there's two of us here, Dan.
Right. When my mind starts failing, which it usually does, you're there to pick up the shattered pieces of my brain.
We're here to keep an eye on each other's tongues, so to speak.
That's why there's two microphones.
That's right. And four headphones.
That's right.
We're double headed here, folks.
Hey, Produce Pair website update. Greela Gardner is spelled wrong. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no nasty emails from the librarians and the linguists out there.
That's right. But
here's a word. Lexicographer?
Okay, you've got to be able to pronounce it.
Lexicographer, I think. Somebody that writes a dictionary.
Okay, well, anyway, we'll get back to more produce right after these fine messages. Don't go away.
This is Graham Kerr. Hello. I've got some more food news that you can enjoy. Are you wild about mushrooms, especially the truly wild ones, but can't stand the price? Well, here's a nifty idea. Buy a small packet of dried wild mushrooms for about $5, and then whiz them up to a powder in a clean coffee grinder or blender and keep in a sealed jar. Then cook up a panful of ordinary mushroom caps in a tablespoonful of lemon juice, no fat, no oil, and with some salt and pepper. And then just before serving, sprinkle with 1 teaspoonful of your wild powder. It's amazing how good they taste, and it's such a deal. So go on, do yourself a flavor, and enjoy your 5 or more servings of fruit and vegetables every day. That's the good news from the National Cancer Institute.
What more appropriate sponsor for the Produce Pear Show than fresh pears from the Northwest? Do you enjoy a soft, buttery texture to your fruit? Try the gourmet pear, the Comice. Or for those who want to include more organics in the fresh fruit mix, the Pear Bureau Northwest offers a varied lineup of pears. Now, with any pear you choose, here's a tip for picking the ripe one. Hold it in your hand and give it a gentle squeeze around the stem area with your thumb. If it has a bit of a give, it's ready. And one thing to keep in mind is that a pear is easily substituted in place of an apple in any salad, side dish, or dessert you're preparing. Currently, the marketplace is full of these nutritious, delicious fruits from Oregon and Washington. Just look for the USA Pear sticker on the fruit, Pears from the Northwest, and visit them at their website, www.usapears.com.
The Produce Pair website is where you can find lots of information on fresh fruits and vegetables. From recipes and articles by Dan the Produce Man and Guido the Gardener to fresh tips on selections at your favorite produce counter. Plus, links to several other sites on nutrition and cooking. Just log on to www.producepair.com. That's producepair.com. Do you have a question, recipe, or tip that you'd like to share? Just email Dan or Guido from www.producepair.com. That's producepair, P-A-I-R.
You talk to your kids about drugs and alcohol. You even got through that conversation about sex. Now, isn't it time you talk to them about lunch? With all the talk about being overweight, experts agree that eating 5 to 9 servings of colorful fruits and vegetables and being active every day will help our kids stay healthy and fit. Eat smarter. Be active. Get healthy, America.
Sweet potatoes suck. I can't get enough of how terrible they are. They're mushy, they're brown, they're terrible. Sweet potatoes have to be the worst kind of food ever. How could you call it potatoes?
All right, it was like Christmas morning full of presents when I gave Ken the CD, and he said, oh, sweet potatoes suck. Can I play sweet potatoes suck? Can I?
Yeah, only one time. I bet the Louisiana sweet potato board, North Carolina sweet potato board, I don't think we're going to get any sponsorship from them anytime soon.
No, we actually really like sweet potatoes. That was Punk Rocker, who probably eats Twinkies and donuts and things.
He might be pushing up daisies by now.
Could be. You never
know. A lot of those guys are DED.
I've got an announcement to make.
Please.
Hey, folks, on March 5th, Kathleen Dalmans will be here. And she's a Food Network chef. She's a best-selling author and Today Show Dateline NBC contributor. She wrote the book Cooking Thin with Kathleen Dalmans. Pretty good. Kind of like Choosing Produce with Guido and Dan.
Very creative.
Which is coming out very soon on, as soon as we find a publisher.
On producepair.com.
She also has another book also, Thin with Chef Kathleen and Getting Thin and Loving Food. She lost 70 pounds eating her own recipes. So she's got quite a story to take. And as you can see, she's definitely... Definitely has applied it well.
I got to take my glasses off.
And she's going to be joining us here in the studio live on March 5th, and she's going to be all over the TV. Let me see this. But for all you folks in Seattle, she is going to be at Macy's next Saturday at 12 noon. Macy's, formerly Bond Macy's on Pine Street in the home kitchen. And it's going to be sponsored by Tools of the Trade Cookware. So Chef Kathleen's going to be there doing all her thing, and she'll be available for interviews, questions and answers, signing your books, and all that other good stuff. So all you folks in Seattle, get on down to Macy's next Saturday at 12 noon, because Kathleen is incredible.
Oh, it's next Saturday.
Well, the 26th, right?
Oh, that's right.
Saturday.
I'm sorry.
Because today's the 19th.
Right.
Right?
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Guido. I know that you are just excited to get out of here.
I know.
Get on down to Nashville to eat your deep-fried hot dogs.
Yum, yum.
Anyway, so thought I'd share that with you, and then you can listen to her right here on the 5th of March.
That'll be fun. Two weeks from today.
Le Fleur, Guido.
She'll be here.
Le Fleur, sitting right next to you.
That is flour.
French for flour.
Yes.
Cali Le Fleur.
Cali
Le Fleur. That's French for dog flour.
Dog flour. I think that's a very popular flour down in Nashville way, dog flour.
Dog flour.
Here you go, my little chickadee. I got a bouquet of dog flour.
All we're going to hear is Nashville stuff for the next month, I guarantee it.
No, you won't hear it from me. You'll hear it from Ken. He's the Nashville native.
All right. Look, we've got cauliflower here.
Okay, cauliflower. Let's get the cauliflower.
All right.
It is one of my favorite vegetables.
Mine, too.
I just like to steam it. What I'll do is you take a sharp knife. First, you wash it. This is really something, folks.
Yeah, what I've brought in, let me describe what I've brought in first.
Go ahead,
and then you describe your cooking methods.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is, in today's produce purchasing and selling terms, is known as bulk cauliflower. Because you notice that when you go into the grocery store, cauliflower is wrapped in cellophane, and there are no leaves on the cauliflower. And that's just how it's been for the past 10, 15 years.
Probably,
in the old days,
probably longer.
But
yeah.
When I first started in the produce business, cauliflower was coming in crates. And with the cauliflower, long cauliflower leaves on it. And the leaves are so delicious and so good to eat. We had old Italian ladies coming into the produce store, buying this cauliflower. A lot of times asking for any of the leaves that have fallen off or that we've trimmed off. Then they would go home and make stuffed cauliflower leaves, and they'd bring them back to me.
Oh, they'd bring them back?
Oh, I had so many people, women, bringing me back stuff that they made. And I've got all those recipes tucked away in a box somewhere because I got them all from them. Anyway, this is cauliflower with the leaves on it. And the leaves wrapped around it keeps the sun off it. No sun, no chlorophyll, white cauliflower. When we get back, we're going to give you some cauliflower cooking tips from Guido the Gardener. But what I want to tell you is that you cannot find cauliflower like this in your regular grocer. I don't know if the big chain natural grocer sells it like this or not. You would be more familiar with it than I would.
Sometimes they do, but very rarely do they have all these leaves.
All of the leaves.
Yeah.
Okay. So your smaller, again, organic grocery stores are going to have cauliflower with the leaves on it. And I suggest that you, when you cook your cauliflower, that you cook the leaves as well, or at least cook them as greens. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we get back from this break with cooking cauliflower with Guido in the next segment. Don't go away.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
For more information about how Verbal Advantage will give you the word power you need for success, call now. 1-800-206-WORD. That's 206-W-O-R-D. 1-800-206-WORD.
Remember when doctors made house calls? Medicine was less complicated then. Now it's CAT scans, MRIs, and other sophisticated tests. To keep up with the latest in healthcare, you need reliable information to calm your fears, to open your eyes, to help you make the right decisions. You need the Mayo Clinic Health Letter. Every month, the award-winning Mayo Clinic Health Letter provides you with the latest information on the most important health topics of our time, such as heart disease, sexuality, exercise and nutrition, cancer prevention, and so much more. Subscribe now and get 12 issues of the Mayo Clinic Health Letter for just $24. You'll also receive free the Personal Health Care Planner, a valuable 32-page handbook and organizer that shows you dozens of ways to help you improve the quality of your health care while saving you time and money. Call now. Use your credit card or we'll bill you in three easy payments of $8 each.
Call toll-free 800-346-8900. That's 800-346-8900. 800-346-8900.
Environmental Defense presents Let's Make a Difference, our first and probably last radio quiz show that tests one lucky contestant's level of environmental knowledge. Joining us today, Madge from Winnetka.
Hi.
Let's begin. Madge, do you drive?
Yes.
Did you drive here today?
Yes.
Did you stop for gas?
Yes.
Did you stop for donuts?
What environmental issue?
Never mind. How many miles does your car get to the gallon?
Ooh, divide by two, carry the fraction.
Would you like an abacus?
Pass.
When buying a car, which do you consider first? A, the fuel efficiency, or B, the color?
Does it come in seafoam?
B, it is.
That just slipped out.
Which do you hate more? Self-centered game show host or air pollution?
Air pollution.
Really? Oh, time's up, and the results are in. Madge, you've got no sweet tooth and little use for math, but you've got all it takes to make a positive difference in the environment.
Can I just change my last answer?
Bob, tell her what to do.
Well, Madge, just log on to GetGreen.com to learn how choosing a car with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget can help keep our air cleaner and reduce our country's dependence on oil. It's easy to do, and you'll learn how to save money on gas. That's GetGreen.com. This has been an Ad Council and Environmental Defense production.
You can have your greens and beans, your meats and beets and pie. Just give me the treat of treats and make me sigh, my, my. Yes, sir. I like bread, bread and gravy, any old place and most any time.
Okay, he must have been talking to us when he said you can have your greens and your collard greens and your beans.
And cornbread.
Gravy.
My wife makes a great cornbread.
Well, he just said bread and gravy.
Oh,
he didn't say what kind. But I'm sure your wife does make a good cornbread.
She does, yes.
Got it?
Yes.
All right, before we broke, we were talking about cauliflower. Welcome back to the Produce Pair, by the way. I'm Dan the Produce Man.
And I'm Guido the Gardener.
And we're talking about cauliflower with the leaves, the full leaves on it that you can only get in well, maybe roadside stands, farm stores, but organic grocery stores or produce stands, for the most part, are going to handle this, what is called bulk cauliflower. Anyway, how do you cook your cauliflower, Guido?
Well, the cauliflower head itself, not necessarily the leaves, but I do it just real simple. I'll take a sharp knife, you mm-hmm. know, turn it upside down. I take a sharp knife, and I take the core out. I take the center out, and then okay. I just break the whole thing apart.
Oh, okay.
And put it in a steamer, and when it's, I don't like to cook it too long, although you know what, it's really good when it's soft and mushy. But anyway, I don't like to cook it too long. I still like it to have a little bit of bite to it. But I just drizzle balsamic vinegar, olive oil, a pinch of salt, and I will sit there with a whole head of cauliflower in front of me, just like that, just steam.
You'll eat it though. You won't just keep it in front of you.
Yeah,
going,
no, no.
Oh, or anything
yeah,
like
no,
that.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
That's, well, hey, good. When I was a
hey, you know, whatever floats your boat, there, buddy.
When I was a kid, though, that's my mom would make me just one head of cauliflower, just for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love the stuff. The other thing you can do with it.
Yes, Guido.
Is you can make like a mashed cauliflower, like a mashed potato.
Oh, with absolutely. Cauliflower. And, yes, yeah. Use the cauliflower. Or you could also mash it and add it in to your mashed potatoes as well.
Absolutely. And cauliflower goes very well with garlic, like a roasted garlic.
Ah,
if you're going to have like
sense.
Roasted vegetables. You can just roast cauliflower if you like. You pass it in a little olive oil, a little salt, garlic, roast it, and it also if you put a little bit of balsamic vinegar on it, toss that all in. The balsamic will burn a little, the garlic will burn a little and give you a marvelous flavor.
If you're going to do that with a balsamic though, I would recommend using a stainless steel piece of cookware rather than anything that's
no,
that's
like
coated because it
or
just,
aluminum or something.
Yeah, you don't want to, I always notice that there's a horrible reaction. So stainless steel works best for that. You can actually
glass.
Do anything you want with cauliflower.
Yeah.
Really, you don't have to do just what we tell you. But you know, cauliflower is very healthy. You know, you got vitamin B6, vitamin C, folicin, manganese, which has always been one of my favorites to say, and potassium. So you've got, you know, a good amount of health in your cauliflower, good nutrition. And like I said, these leaves is a separate story. Cut the leaves off and cook them as greens. And you will be happy. You'll be satisfied. I want you to do that and get back to me. You know, I wasn't watching. My daughter was watching a TV show. And I heard the word cauliflower, and I looked up.
And who was there?
Well, what it was... This little girl on this TV show had made a brain for her science project out of cauliflower.
Gosh. I could see that. Yeah.
Someone else in the house, you know, she had all these things on it, other vegetables poked into it to show certain points of the brain. Someone else in the house thought it was prepared to cook and cooked it.
Oh, geez.
And they're sitting at the table, and she goes, "My God, you cooked my science fair project.
You cooked my brain."
I don't remember what show it was, but it was pretty funny. All right.
I'm looking forward to cooking these leaves. See, because cauliflower, broccoli, collards, kale, they're all in the same family. They're all brassicas.
Are.
So these leaves here, they look like collards, look like broccoli leaves.
Yes.
Brussels sprout leaves would all look the same. So a lot of health, a lot of taste in those.
When we come back, heirloom tomatoes. Hey.
One in five people will become a victim of identity fraud in their lifetime. Think it can't happen to you? Think again. Information about you can be used by criminals to open credit accounts, obtain driver's licenses, and make purchases in your name, damaging your credit. Call Identity Guard for peace of mind. We'll send you your personal Equifax credit profile and monitor it each business day. If we notice suspicious activity, we'll notify you immediately so you can act quickly if you suspect fraud. You'll also receive quarterly summaries of your profile and credit score. Plus, identity fraud insurance underwritten by American International Group, the largest underwriter of commercial and industrial insurance in the U.S. Call now for our special introductory rate of just $39.95 for the first 6 months of service. As a special bonus, Identity Guard will provide you with an easy-to-read three-bureau report. Take control of your identity before someone else does.
Call toll-free 866-333-2323. That's 866-333-2323 for Identity Guard.
I don't care if you're rich or poor, young or old. I will come after you. I will hit you so hard you won't know what day it is. You'll want to scream for help, but you won't be able to. I'll cripple an arm or a leg, or maybe, just maybe, I will kill you. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org. Because time lost is brain lost. A message from Michael Clark Duncan. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It was late one night by the pale moonlight. All the vegetables gave a spree. They put out a sign that said the dancing's at 9 and all the admissions were free. There was peas and greens and cabbage and beans. It was the biggest crowd you ever did see. And when old man...
When would you pay $5.20 for two tomatoes, Guido?
Well,
you should
have heard them. Well, if I was starving.
Okay.
Oh, no, you probably just did. Hey, you know, heirloom tomatoes, whether it's kind of like winter now or in the summer, I mean, you know, even at $2.99 or $2.49, you buy a decent-sized tomato, it's $5.
Yeah, I paid $3.49 a pound for tomatoes today. Now, you may ask yourself, what kind of a tomato besides some cherry variety tomato tastes anything like a tomato this time of the year? You know, they import tomatoes from Israel, they import them from
Holland,
Mexico, yeah, all over the world.
Right.
Everyone is claiming to have the best tasting tomato. We're going to test one right now. Now, here's a tomato that is grown in Mexico. Now, just take everything out of your head that you've heard about Mexico and Mexican farming and using, you know, sewage for fertilizer and all that. It's all BS, okay? Mexico has great growing land. They take care of their items. And when you've got American organic growers down there growing stuff, it's going to be taken care of to meet regulation, or they're not going to be able to sell it here in this country. This is called the ugly ripe tomato. And the ugly ripe tomato has had some problems.
What problems have they been having?
Well, the ugly ripe tomato...
I think they've been having legal problems, haven't they?
Yeah, well, yes, exactly. Okay. The ugly ripe was originally grown in Florida to supply us during the winter months with a good-tasting heirloom tomato. It's called an ugly ripe mainly because...
They're not that ugly, though.
No, they just usually aren't formed properly. And
they've got big shoulders.
Well, how can I say properly?
Well, they've got big shoulders. They're a little lopsided.
Right. However, there's been some problems. The grower of these tomatoes has acreage in Florida. He's given 3 years to test this tomato by the Florida Tomato Commission to grow this tomato and export it all over the country. This tomato was so successful that they added another 250 acres and more acreage and started growing them like crazy. Well, this past year, the Florida Tomato Commission put chains on the ankles of this grower. They're claiming that the ugly ripe tomato does not meet Florida's round tomato specs for tomatoes coming out of Florida. Now, remember, folks, the grape tomato is a Florida tomato, and that is not round.
Yeah, it's oblong.
Exactly. So this guy's having a whole lot of problems right now with the Florida Tomato Commission, and I really hope they get their act together down there in Florida because it's ridiculous.
He's got a great tomato.
Yes.
He's providing jobs in Florida. He's providing health to the rest of us, and they're giving him static. Oh my heavens!
Yeah, it's really, the whole thing's really ridiculous. There's a lot of other things involved in it, details, but for the most part, this is a darn good tomato. The guy, you know, can only sell them in Florida right now. He can't sell them to the rest of the country like he's been doing. So here's, you know, hundreds of acres of tomatoes that would have gone all over the United States. And, you know, it's a premium price because about 80% of this tomato that's grown has to be tossed because it doesn't meet specs. So they already have strict standards on their tomato already. Then on top of the Florida Tomato Commission throws their deal on top, and it kind of wrecks things. Now,
that is very... very good.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you want a good tomato this time of the year, the Ugly Ripe is the way to go. And just write to the Florida Tomato Commission and tell them you want good-tasting tomatoes this time of the year. Lay off.
So how did these come about? Because these are grown in Mexico.
Exactly. Okay. Now, smart move.
Man, look at how juicy this thing is.
Folks, I will pay $5.20 for two tomatoes.
That is a very, very
if they're
good
gonna taste like that, a tomato.
That's a good summer tomato, let alone a February tomato.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So this, look, you're not gonna get another tasting tomato like this during the year. So you missed, oh man, it's good. You know,
it's got a soft wall, it's got a softer bite.
It's very juicy,
has a
nice texture to
it. Kicks the bejeebers out of a cluster tomato.
It's the Ugly Ripe. They're grown in Mexico right now.
So is that how he's circumventing the Florida?
Well, for now, but, you know, wouldn't you rather grow it on your own acreage the country and not go through?
Yeah, because they're growing tomatoes this time of year in Florida.
Export laws. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, anyway... write to the Florida Tomato Commission and tell them you want Ugly Ripe tomatoes all over the country because this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
such a good tomato.
You know, really, instead of buying a Holland tomato or an Israeli tomato or something, you might as well buy a homegrown tomato.
Something that has some flavor to it as well. Okay, that's it on Ugly Ripe tomatoes.
Should I get rid of the soapbox now?
Well, yeah, same here. I think we're both standing on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a darn good one.
No, very. You know? I agree with you.
All right. Pluots. Plums, pluots. Summer fruit.
Oh, my.
Or winter fruit. We'll let you know when we come back. Fresh, juicy pears. Now that's some fruit the produce pear can support in a big way.
Pears come in many shapes, sizes, and colors, but like they say, they all good.
By their nature, pears ripen from the inside out. Given that, the area around the stem of a pear will show its softness, its ripeness, first.
I got it. Check the neck for ripeness. What you want is a softer area around the neck and a firm area at the body of the pear. If the body itself is pretty soft, the whole pear will be likewise. But don't toss out that overripe pear. You've got a perfect smoothie in the making.
Besides just washing and chomping on them, pears can be enjoyed in many different ways. They marry well with cheese for a fruit and cheese party platter. Also, they can be substituted for an apple in any dish.
So, Dan, what's your favorite pear?
That's easy. The produce pear.
All right.
You talk to your kids about drugs and alcohol. You even got through that conversation about sex. Now, isn't it time you talk to them about lunch? With all the talk about being overweight, experts agree that eating 5 to 9 servings of colorful fruits and vegetables and being active every day will help our kids stay healthy and fit. Eat smarter. Be active. Get healthy, America.
The Produce Pair website is where you can find lots of information on fresh fruits and vegetables, from recipes and articles by Dan the Produce Man and Guido the Gardener to fresh tips on selections at your favorite produce counter, plus links to several other sites on nutrition and cooking. Just log on to www.producepair.com. That's producepair.com. Do you have a question, recipe, or tip that you'd like to share? Just email Dan or Guido from www.producepair.com. That's producepair, P-A-I-R, .com.
What more appropriate sponsor for the Produce Pear Show than fresh pears from the Northwest? Do you enjoy a soft, buttery texture to your fruit? Try the gourmet pear, the Comice. Or for those who want to include more organics in the fresh fruit mix, the Pear Bureau Northwest offers a varied lineup of pears. Now, with any pear you choose, here's a tip for picking the ripe one. Hold it in your hand and give it a gentle squeeze around the stem area with your thumb. If it has a bit of a give, it's ready. And one thing to keep in mind is that a pear is easily substituted in place of an apple in any salad, side dish, or dessert you're preparing. Currently, the marketplace is full of these nutritious, delicious fruits from Oregon and Washington. Just look for the USA pear sticker on the fruit, Pears from the Northwest, and visit them at their website, www.usapears.com.
Turned out oranges and lemons again.
Okay, all right. So, like we were talking about earlier, welcome back to the Produce Pair. First of all, I'm Dan the Produce Man.
I'm Guido the Gardener.
It is pretty much orange and lemon season. However, we do have other summer fruits on the table here that we want to talk to you about. First, I'm going to make a correction about the last segment. It's not the Florida Tomato Commission. It's the Florida Tomato Committee that you want to get a hold of. And actually, it's the USDA that you want to get a hold of because everybody's blaming everybody else. So, unfortunately, I'm working on this new program for our website, trying to get stuff up there. If I can, I got to correct Guido's name on there anyway. If I can,
yeah, it would be nice.
Something nice.
I've been holding a grudge ever since.
I'm sorry. Put that grudge down. It's getting pretty heavy. You're going to get a hernia. But I will post the information for you, who to get a hold of. Folks, take it from the Produce Pair. There really is no other tomato like this time of the year. So, we've got certain things like the info@floridatomatoes.org. You can write to them. www.house.gov for your senators. All kinds of stuff, man. We don't get political here, but when it's something like this, it's ridiculous, you know. And again, the ugly ripes aren't being let out of the state of Florida because the FTC, not the Federal Trade Commission, the Florida Tomato Committee, still classifies it
as a round tomato.
It's a round tomato. This is like Amadeus. Remember the movie Amadeus?
Yes.
And he was getting so much flack from, I can't remember.
Salieri. Well,
Salieri, but the other guys in Salzburg. Or maybe it was in Vienna, wherever it was.
Because it wasn't real music or something.
No, but they said to him, it's okay, but, you know, it's not quite good because there's too many notes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That guy got his comeuppance because in Scarface, he ended up hanging by a chain from a helicopter.
Perfect. See, that's what he gets. Yeah. You don't like Mozart, that's what you get.
Yeah, same guy. Took a few movies down the line, but he got his.
Okay, here we go, folks.
Pluots.
Pluots, yeah. Come on. Pluots are you've got three things, maybe four. You got apriums, you've got plumcots, you've got pluots, and you've got, is there one other one?
Yeah, but I forget.
All right,
Aprium, plumcot, pluot, and it left me. But I think there are.
Plumcot. All right.
There are four.
All right, so apriums are more apricot.
Correct.
And you're going to see them at the beginning of the fruit season. Pluots are plums. There's a secret way of the way they do this, and nobody will shed the information. But
well,
for Luther most part,
Burbank made that cross about 100 years ago.
All right, well, everybody's got
boy,
their
these
secrets,
are good.
Though. Yeah. But pluots are like plums that are grafted on apricot trees.
But they're more plum.
Right, more plum.
Yeah.
Apriums are more apricots.
Right.
You know, that's why you got the ape at the beginning of the, and plum at the beginning. All right, anyway, Pluots are available right now out of Chile, okay? Chile is a beautiful growing region. The weather's gorgeous. There are less
pests. Yeah.
Meaning different types of bugs and things that would attack the plants. So, therefore, there aren't as many different pesticides used in Chile. Again, Chile's produce is trustworthy. It's good. I don't
see there's USDA inspectors there.
Yeah.
There's inspectors here when it lands. They keep a pretty, it's not grown in your backyard.
No.
But then again, Fresno is not your backyard either, unless you grow there, unless you live there.
That's right. Or if you grow there.
Or if you grow there, yes. But Chile has had a long history of growing fruits. They grow delicious grapes. All the grapes you see in the stores now are all Chilean.
That's right.
They make fine wines. Chilean wines
Absolutely.
Are some of the finest wines around. And this year so far, they've had some pretty good fruit coming out of there.
Yeah, you know, I would say the best job they do is on grapes and plums.
Yes.
And Pluots would fall into that category because these are very good Pluots.
No, they're tasty. Did you taste that one?
I didn't taste it. This one, I tasted one at the store that the produce man at the store cut open for me. I told him to cut a specific one. He wanted to cut the one he had in his hand. I knew which one I wanted cut. He wouldn't cut it. So I bought the one that he wouldn't cut, and I said, this is the one. And it was the one with a more of a give to it.
Yeah. No, that's tasty. Because I tasted a Chilean nectarine yesterday, and the texture was good. The sugar level was okay, but I was far more satisfied in the plum I ate yesterday than the nectarine.
Yeah, the peaches and nectarines out of Chile, it's in the handling of the fruit.
Right.
How it has to be shipped over here that just hasn't been perfected yet. So, although they're good, the best job they do, I would say, in summer fruit is the plums, the grapes, and now the Pluots. And they're available in the stores right now.
And the prices are reasonable.
Price is decent.
Yeah, there's enough fruit coming out of there. There's enough supply. The demand every year has gotten stronger and stronger. Although, you know, they've been shipping fruit to us like this for, what, probably 15, 20?
Oh, since they started in the early 80s, so.
It's probably been 20 years.
That I know.
Yeah. It used to be a big to-do, you know, to see fresh summer fruit during our winter.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But they have a lot of different growing regions there because Chile is so long.
Right.
So not too narrow.
Not
I mean,
like
it's not too wide.
Coast,
but, yeah. But there's a lot of different growing regions, so their season's fairly long. Their handling has gotten better, but I agree with you. Go for the grapes, go for the plums, and Pluots first things.
All right, jump back in your helicopter or airplane, and we'll come back to this part of the planet when we come back from this break.
Today, the fastest route to career success is a college degree. And today, the fastest route to your college degree is via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. Designed for working adults, University of Phoenix Online lets you earn your degree when and where you want without interrupting your job or your personal life. At University of Phoenix Online, you'll learn from industry leaders. You'll study with other motivated adults, and you'll complete real-world projects that can help you excel at your current job. Best of all, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years with over 30 degree programs to choose from. Don't wait any longer to start earning your bachelor's or master's degree now. To learn more, call University of Phoenix Online at 877-286-1404. That's 877-286-1404. A better future is as close as your computer. Call today, 877-286-1404. That's 877-286-1404.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly.
Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S.
Call now, 800-840-2646. That's 800-240-8646. And enjoy the ride with Barron's. News before the market knows.
Do you wake up every morning stiff and sore? Do your back, shoulders, or legs ache with pain? Are you stressed out, tense, and irritable?
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
It might be that old-fashioned flat mattress you sleep on, but wait. Don't spend hundreds of dollars on another one.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
You've seen on TV how the Craftmatic adjustable bed can be raised or lowered to give your back, shoulders, and legs the exact support they really need. You've seen how it heats and massages with the push of a button.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
Did you know we give away a free bed every month? Would you like to get in on the next 6 giveaways? Just call for contest rules and a free catalog. See for yourself how the amazing Craftmatic adjustable bed has helped over 1 million people.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
Call now 1-800-746-1166 and receive your free catalog and a chance to win a free bed from Craftmatic. 1-800-746-1166. There's nothing to buy and no obligation. 1-800-746-1166.
Five a day, eat 5 a day. We all know that's the healthy way. Fruits and vegetables, they're okay. A healthy way is 5 a day.
All right, folks, that's always a good tip for you. Eat 5 to 10 servings of fresh fruit and vegetables every day. The National Cancer Institute recommends that that's what we do. And so does the Produce for Better Health Foundation and a whole lot of other folks.
Including the Produce Pair.
Yes, absolutely. So
I've been dying to cut this fruit.
Yeah, we've gone around the world. We are coming back to Florida. But quickly before we go to Florida.
What do you want to do?
I want to go to California
sure.
real quick. Where they sleep out every night. First time you ever heard me sing on the radio.
And I hope it's the last time.
Yeah, me too.
De orange de blood. Blood orange.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to... Le citron.
Sangre.
I can't remember how to say blood.
Well, sangue. In Italian, it's
well,
sangue.
I'm speaking French. You're speaking Italian.
But I bet it's close.
Okay. How about Armenian? All right. Guido's cutting open a blood orange. And we've talked about them already, but I did something last night that was so good that it was dangerous.
Ooh, tell okay. us more, Dan the Produce Man.
All right,
man.
Let's go inside the home of Dan the Produce Man, private, personal home. I went down to our favorite chain discount organic store with the initials TJ. And I bought a bottle of imported Polish potato vodka, and I brought it home. And
you didn't sip it along. You didn't sip it from the store to home, did you?
No, not
Very
at all.
Very good. Yeah,
I haven't done that in years. And I fresh squeezed blood oranges, and I had blood orange greyhounds.
Ooh.
Until I,
we don't want to know.
Until I decided that was enough. No, I had a couple of cocktails. It was fresh squeezed blood orange and good imported Polish potato vodka. And, man, it was just absolutely delicious. Like I said, it's so smooth, it's dangerous.
I bet that would be good even without the Polish potato vodka.
Yeah, or without the blood orange.
Or without the blood oranges.
Depends. Potatoes, oranges.
Yeah. Well, see, in Europe, they drink a lot of blood orange juice. Well, in
yeah.
Europe, blood oranges are more common
That's
anyway.
That's the staple.
In Italy and Greece and Spain, there's a lot of blood oranges. So
Certainly.
They have blood oranges in concentrate or in bottles like we have, you know, Florida orange juice in concentrate or bottles. Now, here, you can actually make a combination of fresh-squeezed oranges. There's There's Valencias, there's Mexican Valencias, there's a lot of Texas juice oranges around, and mix it with blood oranges if you want. But the straight blood orange juice is very, very tasty.
So that vodka and blood orange juice gave me about 53 milligrams of vitamin C and 30 micrograms of folic acid, along
with the potatoes.
Beta carotene. I don't know the nutrition of the vodka.
Well, it's made with potatoes, right?
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. You're on your way to five a day.
That's it. Potatoes and oranges. Probably the only time you'd mix the two. Okay. You wanted to get on to the honey tangerine.
The honey tangerine. The honey tangerine is a citrus fruit that comes out of Florida. It's the last of three that comes out of there. The first one.
And the best.
And the absolute best. I agree with you. The first one is a fall glow. The second one is a sunburst. The third one is the honey tangerine. And this one here has the most flavor of the three, but it does have some seeds to it. But
it has the most seeds.
Yeah, it's got a lot of
probably
seeds.
Any tangerine you eat.
But it is absolutely delicious. Now, here's the way I cut this thing up.
First of all, the honey tangerine.
Oh, it's flat.
It's a squatty tangerine. It's more flat-like. Not your round, uglier skin.
It is. It can be a little blotchy. It can be a little green, and the green is because it's got where it grows in Florida. The temperatures are warmer, and it doesn't kill the chlorophyll in the skin.
It's called regreening.
Yeah.
It's not green in ripeness. It has regreened because of the warm weather,
right,
and the chlorophyll. And there's a lot of scars on it. That's just where the limbs have rubbed against the fruit on the tree.
They are not quality defects.
Yeah, they're not lovely to the eye.
It's just the way it's born.
Beauty is.
But the way I cut these is I cut these straight through the center, east west. Do not cut through the stem of this fruit. The stem, the center, the core is actually pretty fibrous. So what I do is I'll cut it east west, and then to off center from the core, I cut the pieces, and then I nip the core out, because what happens is if you cut it this way, then the seeds, this one didn't happen to have many seeds, but the seeds are right at the crown, and you can flick the seeds out, and it's easier to eat. But this is an absolutely delicious fruit, the honey tangerine out of Florida. It's going to be with us probably into April.
He's got his finger up, folks.
Oh, I know.
It's a very thin skin piece of fruit as well, which gives you a lot more of the inside.
Right. And it is not easy to peel. You're better off taking the knife to it.
All right. So get out there. Get shopping. Ask for those ugly ripe tomatoes. Get your asparagus, pluots, oranges, and everything else. And have a good, good week, folks. Till next week, I'm Dan the Produce Man, thanking you for a real good time.
And I'll tell you what my Nonna Bessie always told me. Manja!
Excuse me, is this where I get a license to start a new business?
I wouldn't be hasty. You have to get a license to go out of business, too, you know.
Oh, well, look, I've invented this little anti-gravity machine, see?
Oh, is that why you're walking 2 inches above the floor?
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. It saves on shoe leather.
Yeah, well, you have to fill out these forms and report to the Human Services Department of Manpower Orientation and register with the Fair Employment Practice Commission, and Hour Division of the Employment Standards Administration, the State Sales and Income Tax Division, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Social Security Administration of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. And, of course, OSHA.
OSHA? I thought that was a little town in Wisconsin.
You'll find out. Say, floating around like that could be dangerous. Have you checked with the Consumer Product Safety Commission?
Well, not yet.
Come to think of it, you actually are flying, aren't you? Look, you need to go over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation...
It's very hard to get anything done these days if you're in business. But Free Enterprise built this country. Think what could happen if we don't keep it free. A public service of this station and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, Bellevue, Washington.
We just can't have people floating about unregulated, you know.